Now, Charlton announced the appointment of Carl Robinson as their new manager this week, taking over from Russell Slade, who was sacked a fortnight ago. Robinson's previous managerial reign at Milton Keynes came to an end last month after 6.5 years in charge. So, what do the fans make of the appointment? Our reporter Louis Mendes has been finding out.
Well, first of all, I'm just glad it's not Chris O'Loughlin, which was, I think, everyone's initial fear after Slade was sacked and he was thrown to the coaching staff. As an individual, as sort of a character, I'm not really a massive fan of him. He comes across as quite arrogant and the sort that wants to blame everything on someone but himself. Sort of, you know, he'll look for a referee mistake or he'll look for something that can take the blame away from him or his team. But at the same time, he's got a decent reputation. He got MK to play some decent football. He's got the sort of a slight blot in his copybook the last season and the start of this season. But I don't think that damaged his reputation too much. I think he's been at MK quite a long time and his time will probably come to an end there. I think really the only problem with him inheriting this side is that he likes his teams to play a lot of attractive passing football, and we've got no midfielders that can play attractive passing football. So for him to work, there's definitely going to be a need to strengthen the midfield in January. But I'm not unhappy, put it that way. I think that he can get something out of this squad.
I've slight concerns that, yeah, on appointment of Mr. Robinson, that it's on the back of a small winning streak. So he's on a slight hiding to nothing, really, because if he comes in and, you know, we start sliding backwards, people are going to point the finger straight away. And for someone to come in and say, well, the protest must stop, you can't instill that into, you know, what is the basis of people having the right to peaceful protest.
Those comments relate to something that Carl Robinson is reported to have said after the Bristol Rovers Charlton game, where he said that the protests have to stop. Louis Mendes is going to be at Charlton against Sheffield United for us this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Louis, good to hear you getting the thoughts of those fans. Those protests aren't going to stop, are they? That's a borderline antagonistic thing to say to a set of fans who you've not actually been unveiled to yet.
Yeah, I guess it does raise the question as to whether Carl actually knows exactly what he's getting himself into here. I think, you know, the protests run so much deeper than just the performances on the pitch, which, if we're being honest, over the last 6 or 7 weeks have actually been pretty good. I mean, culminating in a fantastic result at Bristol Rovers on Tuesday. If you don't fully understand the fact that, I think if Carl Robinson had come into this club at any other time, I imagine he'd had 99% of supporters behind him, because, you know, he was reasonably successful at MK Dons. I think the protests, he needs to understand, aren't really aimed at him, they are aimed at the owner.
Louis, stay there a second. I'm going to bring in Steve Brown, who knows a fair bit about Charlton Athletic, I think it's fair to say. Steve, you were listening to some of the fans there. Louis' point is well made, isn't it? It doesn't actually matter what his credentials are or what he does. His association with this regime has kind of, in the eyes of some Charlton fans, already tarnished him. That's not really his fault. It's just the nature of what we're being confronted with here.
Yeah, I mean, firstly, you know, Louis mentioned that they weren't in that bad form. One poor performance at Swindon has cost Russell Slade his job. And first and foremost, I think that culling, that sacking has come a little bit too quickly. After all the noise in the summer about we're going with an English manager, we're going to give him time and space and we're going to let him make some signings, and 16 games later, he's gone. And that just upsets all the supporters that you've tried to appease with some words that you haven't stuck by, and that has upset the supporters again. Then you bring in another English manager, which I suppose is better than going back to, you know, a foreign manager, which they tried to go with, you know, at the start of their ownership. And at the end of the day, I think Louis will tell you once I finish talking that the split is so great that it doesn't matter who comes in anymore. I don't see how the owner's going to win the supporters' trust back and bring numbers through the door. And it doesn't matter, you know, what the results are, I don't think, anymore. And Carl Robinson must understand. I think it's quite a foolish thing for him to open up with and say, actually. You know, I said to you in the past, get your foot in the door, assess the situation, see what's around, and then make your judgment calls. But to open up with that line, certainly not going to do him any favours. And quite honestly, I don't think it matters. I think the split is so great that it's not going to turn around.
Louis, they could have given you the job, could they? it doesn't matter who the man is in charge.
Yeah, it does feel like that sometimes. I mean, in fairness to them, like I say, they did bring in a competent manager in Russell Slade who was doing what he needed to do, but as Steve just said there, they cut it short halfway through. It was one result at Swindon. I don't think they've won. They'd only lost one in six by the time he got sacked. It doesn't make any sense. And he's also right in saying that the split is too much now. The coalition against Roland du Châtelet, which is the protest group that has been grabbing all the headlines over the past few months, that have said that, you know, they actually had a bit of a ceasefire when Russell Slade came in because they wanted to give to give them a chance to see if they had changed their ways. The fact that he was sacked so quickly means that they clearly haven't, and there's no ceasefire being afforded to Carl Robinson now, and I'm expecting a big protest today.
And it doesn't help that I suppose Sheffield United are in town as well. I mean, that's a really, really tough game in this situation. Obviously, Carl Robinson conceivably said, "Why don't I take over on Monday? Why don't you get Saturday afternoon out of the way, and I'll deal with things from Monday," because it's very, very difficult team to play against, given the surrounding atmosphere.
Yeah, 14 games unbeaten Sheffield United on a four-game winning streak. They could have been a much easier start for him, especially coming off the back of this five goals they scored at Bristol Rovers. The fan who got the quotes from Carl in the car park, I actually spoke to him not long after, and he said, he joked to him that if you don't score five against Sheffield United, you're going to be fired. And Carl said back, "Oh, I think I'll start on Monday then."
Well, he's got his wish. Louis, great talking to you. We'll get all the team news and all the real sense of the match day a little bit later on here on BBC Radio London. That's Louis Mendes at Charlton against Sheffield United for us, with Carl Robinson taking over on Monday.